Ambassador Gui Chongyu made the remarks while welcoming the visiting delegation led by Long Yuxiang, CEO of China International Communications Center, and Yue Xinyu, founder of Beijing Kunlun Red Star Ice Hockey Club, at the Sweden-China Culture, Economics and Sports Forum in Stockholm.
这次民主席派团访瑞典，体现了中方对于瑞典开展。This visit shows China's great enthusiasm in conducting ice hockey cooperation and exchange with Sweden, a big power in ice hockey and other ice sports. I sincerely hope our Swedish friends will seize this chance to actively conduct ice and snow sports exchange with China, push Sino-Swedish relations in ice and snow sports to further develop and make contribution to international Olympic sports.
Zhang Qiaozhen, president of Sweden-China Entrepreneur Association, which sponsored the forum, said her association likes to do their best to make their contribution in promoting Sino-Swedish ice sports cooperation. KG Stoppel, vice CEO of Swedish Djurgården's IF Hockey Club, said that as a representative from the ice hockey circle, he thinks it is very important to spread ice hockey.
I think there is no better cooperation partner than with China, considering Beijing's 2022 Winter Olympics. It will be a great chance for Chinese to increase their interest in ice sports. Swedish ice hockey has a long history, and our proud expertise in this field is training. I think we can cooperate with the Chinese side in providing training for Chinese players. I look forward to further cooperation.
Long Yuxiang says International Culture Communication Center was founded in 1984 and has become an important window for China's culture exchanges with other countries.
President Xi Jinping has paid great attention to 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. You are welcome to visit us soon. We have established 8 ice hockey clubs in China within just 1 year. We plan to establish 20 ice hockey clubs this year. Chances are equal for everyone, but if Sweden comes first, we prefer to cooperate with you.
The forum ended with a closed-door discussion on bilateral cooperation. For CRI, this is Chen Xuefei in Stockholm.